FM, station at RadioValencia.fm. If you're listening and you've donated in the past, thank you very much for doing so. And if you can again, if you can do so again, click the PayPal button on the site. Thank you very much, so that we can stay in existence. Stay tuned today, as I say, stay tuned, because up ahead we've got Disaster Sounds at 2, Happy Horse Shit with Fiat Chase at 4, Bughouse Square at 6, and John Hell's Alive Bootleg Bonanza at 8. Have a great day. Remember to take care of yourself, all that stuff, you know what I mean? Plenty of water. Drink water. We got hot sun out there. I said that to a guy the other day, and he says, oh, I don't drink water, man. I never drink water. Rust your pipes. I was like, what are you talking about? He said, I drink Coke. I drink Coke all my life. Needless to say, his teeth were sort of rotting and falling out. Anyway, I gotta go. It's out of here.
She was a New York City beat. She came on flash, monster mash, motors in her feet. Now we moved out from Manhattan to a home on Brooklyn Heights. A dad's a street punk and a mom's a drunk, but we made it out alright. To make believe the band, she even had a toy, rent a boy, straight from a Times Square stand. Oh, thank you, little whiskey. But me and my friend gotta eat, so get back to school or the typing pool. Just get yourself out on the street.
Vagabond shoes are longing astray. Step around the heart of it, New York, New York. I wanna wake up in the city that doesn't sleep, to find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. In a way, I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'd make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. New York, I wanna wake up in the city that doesn't sleep, to find I'm king of the hill, head on the list, cream of the crop and the top on the heap. My little town blues are melting away. I'll make a new start in old New York. If I can make it there, I'd make it anywhere. Come on, come home, New York, New York.
Beautiful, Glenn.
Hey, you are over there, don't you? Thanks a lot, Glenn.
Thank you very much, Glenn.
The next one I call won't even answer at all. I've got those teleop blues. His wife will say he's shopping or is up in the loft, or else she'll tell me off because his mivvy's gone soft. I've called up 8 cinemas and 43 wimpy bars, and everyone was engaged. I bet that when I die they will put up a plaque saying R.I.P. but she'll ring you back. 'Cause till the day that I drop I still be calling that shop. I've got those teleop blues. And another thing, I'm getting more and more bored with all those blokes from abroad. I've got those teleop blues. Lion's maid expect me to sit here and sell, when every second dealer is called Mr. Patel. When you're dialing, when you're dialing, the whole world seems Hindu. I try my darndest to please, but I cannot speak Maltese or answer questions in Greek. And though I do my best, yet and I feel a buck offering fruity blue to a Randy Turk. I know that's one CTM I won't be calling again. I've got those teleop blues, let me tell you about it.
Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
I hear mariachi static on my radio, and the tubes they glow in the dark, and I'm there with her in Ensenada. Hearing Ethel Hawke,
think I'm sinking down, and I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town.
Tighter, I think I'm sinking down.
mess of town. Carmelita, hold me tighter. I think I'm sinking down, and I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town.
Dyspepsia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. It's just something you should listen to.
Eclectic Dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio. Monday. 6 to 8.
Before Zorn.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Learn to save my own soul.
Hi, my name is Louie Louie, and I'm here to tell you about a new dance called the Touchy. It is a wonderful idea for people to get together and touch. You can dance now touching hand to hand, foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder, nose to nose, ear to ear, or foot to nose, or what have you. I made this recording all by myself. I play every instrument that you will hear, including harps, bells, scratchers, Moog synthesizers, and what have you. The first thing I have to do is this. To be a touchy, must have a wild trumpet introduction. Did you hear that ending? Pa, 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 pa. Unless it has that ending, it is not a touch. And I'll tell you why. That ending, pa, 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 means 1, 2, touch no more. And that's how you break. And that's how you stop. Otherwise, you would keep touching and touching and touching.
Nose Hair Nick Gland with Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco.
Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Valencia. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. This is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat, and when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia, because they play that good root shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
Shoulders shrugging, seekers shoving, seeking something forgotten. Steaming, searing sounds slither, sordid, sultry stairs simmer, shouting, shrieking, sharing shivers. Softly, subtle, sheer shimmer. Saving, seeking someone, something sad seeming. Cauldron of sorrow.
Burning and bubbling.
Boiling and burning. Intentions falter beneath all the burning, sacrificing,
sympathizing,
synthesizing. Sorrow's nation, tomorrow's elation, today's fast.
This story is The Witch's Vacation. When you hear this sound, you know it's time to turn the page. Now, let's begin. We know a witch. She lives next door. My brother and I have so much fun with her. We never like to go away from home. But last summer, we had to go to camp. We felt bad because the witch wasn't coming with us. It was raining when we got to camp. They gave us a tent number, and we ran to find the tent. When we saw the tent, we were afraid to go inside. What a surprise! We all put on our bathing suits, but we couldn't go swimming. It was raining even harder now. Then I saw something funny. In just one spot on the beach, it was not raining at all. And someone was there waving at us. Guess who it was? The other kids thought our friend was funny looking. One of them made fun of her bathing suit. The witch just smiled and turned him into a terrific swimmer. But just for a minute. Then she gave all the kids some water wings to play with. My brother built a sandcastle, but a big kid knocked it down. It didn't matter. The witch helped my brother build another sandcastle. We were so glad that our witch was with us again. The next day, she packed a picnic basket. But by the time we got to the picnic grounds, all the tables were taken. So we ate on the witch's picnic tablecloth. Then everyone hiked to Lookout Point. The big kids left us far behind. The witch just smiled. She said we would get to the top first. And we did. The witch helped to make camping fun for everyone. One night, the cook couldn't get the campfire going. It looked as if we would not have a weenie roast that night. Our good witch came to the rescue. Having a witch at camp makes a big difference. It was turning out to be a wonderful vacation. Our witch was there the day I wanted to go riding. There was just one horse left. The kids called her Old Nelly Bones. I called her Nelly the Great. And she was. When we wanted to go sailing, the witch found a sailboat. Just the right size for us. One day I took out a rowboat so my brother could go fishing. He wasn't having much luck until... The witch let him use her broom for a fishing pole. After a while, the witch went ashore to take a nap. We were having so much fun that we didn't see where we were going. There was a waterfall ahead and we couldn't stop. We tried the witch's broom. It only works for witches. I wished for the witch as hard as I could. Back at the camp, the witch woke up. She knew we were in trouble. but she didn't have her broom. How could she get to us in time? In a wink, she changed the water to ice. And rushed to save us. Good old witch. We flew back to camp. The witch changed the ice back to water, and we celebrated by having a swimming party. It was the best vacation ever, thanks to our witch.
Heheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheh